Hi, everybody. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio. Thanks for coming back and spending time with us. I appreciate it. And we've got a friend of ours that we always love to have on, Alex Newman, who is connected with the New American Magazine that you can get online. Great publication, but also writes for other places and has a lot of videos up all over the internet, especially the places that allow you to say things still. And we'll talk about that a little bit. We're going to go very fast through what we have to talk about, as we only have a short time for this show, but wanted to do it anyway because what Alex always contributes is so valuable. And people seem to like short videos anyway. It's going to be one of the better ones of that. So welcome, Alex. And it's going to be fun. We'll get our chipmunk speed voices ready and see what we can do.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Richard. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate it.
We used to introduce you as the foreign correspondent for New American Magazine, but I feel like you're doing much more than that now.
I got an upgrade. Now I don't know if it was a real upgrade, but I'm now a senior editor there as well.
Wow.
So okay. That's one of many things that I do, and honored to do it. So.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, so in the very short time we've got here, and I'll watch the clock for us so we don't go too much over. The first thing I wanted to look at is in relation to what's happening in the country, and people are starting to realize, I think, on a wider scale, that we've got global scale criminals in charge of most of the world right now. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And they've certainly targeted the United States, America, as a primary target, because there's at least a memory of what freedom used to be, not for the collective, but for the individual. And it's the only country I know of where what's called natural rights are actually included in the founding documents. And the significance of that being that rights are not privileges from government, so they can't ever be taken away no matter what happens. And they're banking the evil rulers that have infiltrated all levels of American power structure down from the international to federal to local level, are banking on the fact that education has worked and nobody remembers that we have freedoms anymore. So they think that if you just declare an emergency, your freedoms are suspended until they're given back to you. And that's the whole basis of the actions that are being taken, justified by the so-called COVID pandemic, none of which are legal, even if the pandemic was real, because of the concept of natural rights. And this has to do with the fake election as well. And I think I'd like to start, since we only have a couple minutes with each topic here, on your insight into the fake election, the recounts that are going on now, and if they are allowed to find out the real answer that President Trump won in a landslide, probably 80 to 60 million, something like that. The people that are even talking about it are saying, well, that's interesting, but nothing will be done. You know, and then a couple said, well, it'll be taken to the Supreme Court. And we're saying, well, you know, that's too bad because there's almost nobody left in the Supreme Court that's not controlled by blackmail and bribes. So where do you see it going? Is it just a symbolic effort? Is there anything good that could come out of the current audits that are going on?
Well, I think there's plenty of good that could come out of it, Richard. I think if it wasn't a serious threat, the Democrats wouldn't be losing their mind over it and right, saying that it's kooks and extremists and fringe and a fake audit and all this nonsense. A threat to democracy. Oh, yeah, recounting the votes. What a threat to democracy, right? So that tells you the other side realizes this is a serious, serious threat to their narrative. Yeah. We're in a very unusual. In fact, it's worse than unusual. It is unprecedented. We've never had a time in our history where we've had an imposter in the White House, and most of the public has realized we have an imposter in the White House.
Yeah.
Rasmussen released some polling data that showed a majority of those surveyed believed that the 2020 election was rigged. The overwhelming majority of Republicans, and even something like 30-something percent of Democrats.
Right.
So we've never had that in our history before. So the American people largely know that this was a fraud. The imposters in the White House know that it was a fraud, and they know that we know that it was a fraud. And so you have a very weird situation. Now, this audit out of Arizona, I think, has the potential to be a nuclear bomb dropped on top of the fraud. But we know you can't talk about these things on social media. You'll be banned and shadow banned from Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, etc. So I don't know how much good will come of it, but I do think it's important for us to pursue it. All these people that are saying, oh, okay, it's done. Let's just try to do better in 2022 or 2024. I mean, you're missing the point, right? If they rigged the election in 2020, you're not going to do better in 2022 or 2024.
They'll do better as far as more rigging.
Right, precisely. They've got HR1 now to all the worst elements of the 2020 election. They want to put them into federal statute. So right. We've got to keep pushing here. We've got to keep fighting. There's no option but to keep fighting the election fraud. And I think the other side is scared. They realize that that would be a long time in jail for everybody involved if it can be shown that this was rigged. And I think clearly it was. So,
do you think there's any chance that, okay, if you went back to what common sense would look like, I know that's a radical conspiracy theory now that common sense ever existed, but if it did in a fantasy world, wouldn't they immediately arrest the people behind the fake election, pull the fake president and vice president out of office, cancel all the executive orders, any statutes that were passed under that president, and put the other president back in? Wouldn't that be normal?
That would be the logical thing to do, yeah. And I mean, just looking at Arizona, right, just to start with in Arizona, if they can show that the fraud affected the election, boom, there goes their Democrat majority in the U.S. Senate. Now they're in big trouble. Now they do not have a clear path to keep marching onwards. And then what happens? Well, then we have to look, I mean, if it was fraud in Arizona, what's to make us think that there wasn't fraud in Pennsylvania and Georgia and all these other states, right? Clearly, we need to look there. And I mean, they've already discovered and documented so much fraud. To me, it's clear to anybody who's looked at this objectively, it's clear. Michigan, we just interviewed a whistleblower who worked for Dominion who said they rigged the vote. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's very clear that
what they're counting on, I think, with Dominion and all the other ones, the reason that Dominion is planning to sue the people that are questioning them is that they're counting on the subsidiary corporations that they work through to make it impossible to actually convict them.
Yeah.
So they have hundreds of subsidiaries. And they make it so complicated that nobody would even theoretically know who to sue.
Right. And you know, Mike Lindell, God bless him, he filed a $1.6 billion lawsuit against these people. And yeah. Mike Lindell's got the goods. He knows where the bodies are buried. And he's one of many who are working with Trump, one of many who are working with people in and outside of government to bring this all to light. I think the deep state, they think that they've got it pretty well under control, but they're terrified. They are absolutely terrified. That's why they tried to get the courts to squash this audit in Arizona. That's why they've tried to demonize everybody who doesn't agree. That's why they're trying to take away security clearances from everybody in federal law enforcement, intelligence, and military who doesn't agree that the election was totally and 100% legitimate and that there was no fraud. It's because they're paranoid.
Yeah, they should be. I agree. Now, supposedly the Democrat vote was about 60 million and Trump was about 80. And that's the best guesses I've heard, you know, if the real vote came out. One thing I wonder is, among really intelligent, well-motivated people, and I've talked to a lot of them that voted for Biden, why would anybody have voted for Biden and Harris?
Well, I think if you have the sewer pipeline called CNN connected directly to your brain, you know, if you're sitting there absorbing this propaganda, these lies, this hate all day, every day, I've flipped across CNN at the airport, at a hotel somewhere, you know, it's on in the lobby, like, whoa, you know, if you believed that, you could understand why you'd be totally insane and go vote for sleepy Joe Biden. So there are still some of those. And, you know, it's depressing to think that there may be as many as 60 million people in this country who would voluntarily vote for Biden Harris. But
looking at the policies, you know, like leaving the border open as a way to be diverse and fair and just, I mean, a lot of intelligent people support that. And
Notice they downplayed it big time in the election, right? When Biden was out speaking, when they dared to trot him out and, you know, put a earpiece in his ear to tell him what to say, he always tried to sound pretty moderate, right? We want unity. We want to unify America. We're not going to raise your taxes unless you're one of those gazillionaires. We're not going to do anything. And the fake media, the Washington Compost, over and over again, oh, Biden is a centrist. Give me a break. But that's what a lot of people who are naive and gullible and believe the fake media were told. And unfortunately, they don't know better. So,
And I think, you know, just as a side note, we don't want to insult real compost.
Right. Compost is useful for something.
That has a lot of value. Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, I agree with you. It's a programming and it's an emotional difficulty in questioning everything because it's all tied together. And if you start saying, well, some of the things I believed were all based on lies, what about all the rest? And it's threatening and scary for a lot of people because their identity is rooted there.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously there's 10 hours that we could put into this first subject, but when you look at what we said was common sense, that the presidents would be changed and Trump and hopefully a non-traitor vice president would be put back in. Trump has a serious issue right now. He has totally fallen for the lie of the pandemic. And by handing the country over to the medical establishment, he's complicit, even if it's not, even if he's unaware of it, which may be, in potentially millions of deaths. I think that's kind of a significant issue. And Trump has really good, in my opinion, and I'm not inside his head, but just trying to be a good observer, I think that there are so many things he did that showed that he was a great leader with good intent and loved the country and gave up half his wealth to try to stand against the hate campaign that was nonstop for 4 years. But he's made this little mistake that endangers the survival of the world, really. And he's partially responsible. And every day now that he keeps saying the people who question it are going by deranged pseudoscience, that's complicity with mass murder. So what I'm wondering is if I'm correct that his motive is good. And I think, you know, Q's interpretation is completely out to lunch. Possibly intentionally, that he's playing 5D chess or something like that.
Or is it 7D chess now?
70s, I'm sorry. No insult intended. But I think that his motive still seems to be good. He's one of these people I'm asking you about. How could anybody actually who's intelligent and well-motivated believe anything about the pandemic when there is not a single confirmed case of COVID-19 determined by the PCR test because it doesn't test? How come he believes in it and everybody else is deranged?
I don't have a good answer for that. There's been a few things where I agree with you on your overall assessment. I do believe Trump was well-intentioned. I do believe he loves the country. I do believe he's trying to do the right thing. But I also believe he, just like the rest of us, is susceptible to misinformation, to getting bad advice from advisors. I think, unfortunately, when the deep state realized that they were going to have to deal with him, they sent in swarms of people, kind of like throwing spaghetti at the wall, see who would stick to try to gain his trust and try to mislead him. We saw that on trade policy. He had Lighthizer from the Council on Foreign Relations running his trade policy. Massive mistake. I don't have a good explanation for it other than that Trump was duped. And I suspect that's what's going on with the COVID and the vaccines.
I think so.
It's very unfortunate because
he's going to have a big ego challenge of what to do if he realizes it.
Yeah.
Because what do you say? Sorry, I'm probably partially responsible for a million deaths.
Yep.
But you should vote for me anyway.
Yep.
Which may be true. He may be by far the best choice. Yep. But not, I don't think he is if he continues to push this.
No. I'm very concerned about it as well. I wish he would stop. I think it's causing great damage to a lot of people. And I think a lot of people who otherwise would not even consider, would not even dream of taking this monstrosity. You know, they hear Trump endorse it and they say, well, hey, Trump's a decent guy. I voted for him. I like him. If Trump says it's good, it must be okay. So they go out and take it. And I think that's very sad.
He specifically said his own followers who don't want to do it should do it anyway.
Yep. Yep, I know.
I mean, how many families could he destroy that way?
Yeah. Actually, I spoke at a Trump club last night, and the host was very skeptical of this vaccine and asked, there was probably, I'd guess, 150 people there. They asked, how many of you have taken the vaccine? And I'd say at least 9 or 10 hands went up, which is disturbing. But it shows that a lot of Trump supporters are still thinking for themselves. Just because Trump has said, go take the vaccine, they're not just all lining up to take the shot. So
right. And it's hard to find benevolent billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Most of them get knocked out before they get there. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're being watched for, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to get into a segue, you know, watching our time again, talking about the pandemic itself. It came out on the day this is being recorded, which I guess it's might be the 12th today. Is that right?
The
11th. Yeah. 11th. And Tucker Carlson, who's amazingly still at Fox News and hasn't been fired or assassinated yet, was saying that Fauci was now documented to be, according to people working in the Wuhan lab, what we've known for months and months is that he brought U.S. funding indirectly over to Wuhan lab to finish illegal gain-of-function research so that it could be made into a weapon and released as a, you know, pandemic. And we didn't have the rest of the story at that time that it wasn't dangerous, but it was definitely done with U.S. tax money. And that just came out. And so, you know, even Trump was incorrect calling this the China virus, because it correctly, it was the U.S. China virus joint project. And it's just part of it's starting to come out now. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah, I spoke with a doctor who said something that really stuck with me. Said the CCP virus was very much like the iPhone. Manufactured in China, yes, true story, but it was designed in America.
Yeah,
and
international cooperation, right?
Yeah, and I did an interview, a fascinating interview with Dr. Richard Fleming. He's got a law degree, a medical degree, he's a doctor, and also a PhD in particle physics. Mm-hmm. And the government came after him for speaking too much truth some years ago, but he is an incredible expert on this subject. And so he came on with me and even brought a slideshow and walked through the evidence. He brought the receipts, so to speak. He showed the grant numbers where the U.S. government, the National Science Foundation, was funneling money into this research. He brought the articles that were published in the peer review literature where these people were bragging about exactly what they were doing. The whole paper trail is there. He says there's more than enough evidence, and there's plenty of state and federal laws on the books that would make it not just possible, but necessary to prosecute these people and throw the book at them. They need to be held accountable for.
And that was up to 2015 or so, right?
That was for over a period of many, many years. And you know, when you look at Fauci's background, it's amazing that this guy is still walking around free.
He was the primary figure, I guess, in the AIDS scam as well, right?
Yeah. And I mean, look into some of the research this guy has been involved in. They were taking skin from babies that they were murdering, and then grafting it onto mice to see what would happen. I mean, these people are sick in the head. Who does that, right? Who does that except a psychopath?
Yeah, that would be rejected for horror movies because it was too evil.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. And yet Dr. Fauci's got his fingerprints all over it. I mean, there's that famous video where he talked about, hey, well, Trump's going to have to deal with a surprise pandemic early on.
I know.
I mean, come on, guys.
And nobody raised their hand and said, excuse me, if it's a surprise, how come you know about it?
So I got my crystal ball here, right? I don't ask too many questions. Come on, guys.
Did you ever see one of those things Mattel used to sell, those black balls with the white?
Oh, yeah. You shake it up and it tells you, oh, yes.
Yeah. It just said surprise pandemic. I don't know what it's about.
Crazy times.
This is a very strange situation. And when you say people have to be tried about it, it's a real question how much of the courts are corrupted at this point. I mean, it's been a surprise that all the people that Trump nominated to the Supreme Court voted against him more than once.
I wasn't surprised by that at all, unfortunately. I actually warned about Neil Gorsuch. He had been a term member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Never a good sign when somebody is associated with the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, unless they explicitly come out and say, hey, that's an evil organization, I should have never been a part of it, they need to be exposed. You know, you're guilty until proven innocent when you're part of CFR, as far as I'm concerned. And that was the first big warning sign. Kavanaugh goes to a super duper liberal church. He's been responsible for some of the most terrible rulings that have come out of the court since he joined it. It's just it's really sad. And the woman he put on there, you know, she seems to have good moral principles generally, you know, mom, lots of kids, Christian.
Right.
But, you know, then we find out that she is largely OK with the government seizing all these emergency powers under emergencies and things like that. really troubling. I wish Trump had made better selections for the Supreme Court. But as far as I'm concerned, Richard, the court system is corrupt from top to bottom.
Yeah.
People who are putting their faith and their trust and their hope in the courts are going to be very disappointed. We're not going to make much progress on the courts until we see some real progress elsewhere. And it's a bad situation to be in.
Yeah, because, you know, the remedy that people think of if the audits come out correct is to go to the courts, you know, and try a lot of these people who are involved. And it's not clear that that would really do any good. Yeah. The other thing that's not clear is there people that I've been hearing are saying there's no real thing in law, certainly not in the Constitution, that what if the president's been in office for 4 months and you find out he's not the president? What do you do?
Yeah, I'd say first you throw him in jail, and then you prosecute all the co-conspirators who are involved in this conspiracy. And yeah. That's just, you know, a starting point. Obviously, everything he did during his term as an imposter, it needs to be reversed. And then we need, you know, a real kind of like a truth and reconciliation commission where we look into what went wrong, who was involved, what happened with the fake media, how in the world could they have possibly been duped by this? Or was there more? Were they co-conspirators as well? And if they were co-conspirators, you know, that's not journalism anymore. That's participation in a criminal conspiracy to overthrow our government. That's just simply unacceptable. And so you can't hide behind the First Amendment to participate in a conspiracy to overthrow our nation. So
that's exactly what's happening right now is that they're saying, well, we're protected under the First Amendment, so we can censor you, even though that's against the First Amendment, and you can't take us out. Yep. So we've got a serious situation.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of the psychology is unclear to me, except that it's programming and emotional conditioning. And, you know, even the better governors like DeSantis comes to mind right away. You've heard of him. You live in Florida. And he can't grasp that the vaccines are a weapon. I mean, he does know something about freedom. And I think, like Trump, his motive is really good. But he often says what he's doing is good because so many people are being able to be vaccinated. How is it that none of them can understand? You know, I guess they never look at the actual data for anything.
Yep, it's unfortunate. You know, and I would say Ron DeSantis is probably, I shouldn't say probably, he is definitely the best governor in the whole country right now.
Yeah,
he has stood in the way of mandatory vaccines. Actually, he banned by executive order, and then he actually went to the legislature and said, look, it's not enough. We've got to have a law protecting people from vaccine passports, protecting people from fascist big businesses that are in bed with the government trying to mandate this stuff. And he's getting a lot of heat. These wackadoodle cruise companies are now threatening they're going to pull out of Florida ports. I say, good. You want to force people to take poison experimental shots? We don't want you in Florida. Go find another port.
It's not safe to go on your boat anyway.
That's right. I don't want to be there. So I'm thankful for the governor, but I wish he would go a step further and call. He's been really good about bringing in scientific experts. Actually, YouTube pulled down a panel that he did where he brought in some of the top experts, Harvard, Stanford, Oxford, saying that the lockdowns were insane and killed people. The masks were horrible and net negative. YouTube pulled it. But so far, he hasn't been willing to do something like that on vaccines. He may know that, you know, if you go there, it's all over. You get in a car crash.
You don't live very long after that.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem is that when you're ruled by networks of mafias, super mafias, actually, what's the best strategy? Because they have hitmen on retainer, I'm sure.
They do. Yes, they do.
I don't know. We have to find an answer, though. So we have to wrap this part up. You know, as a general rule, I don't like to just list horrible things that are happening without giving some kind of positive options to at least look into, or if there's none obvious, how to stop the momentum of what's going on. What does the process look like to try to find an answer to it?
Well, in my opinion, there's a lot of things that people can and should do. The first one is get yourself informed and then educate others. you know, say, and you can't do it through social media anymore, at least not through the fascist book or Twitter or YouTube.
Right.
So, you know, take a link to this video and share it. Take a link to videos of doctors exposing this and share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your pastor, share it with the local radio hosts in your community, share it with your county commissioners, with your state representative. Get the word out. Protect your children. Get them out of the brainwash camps. Do not let them be indoctrinated into becoming soldiers for the people who want to destroy our nation and our freedom. It's just right. You got to get them out of the system. You know, protect yourself, protect your family. Stop doing business with people who hate you. If a company wants to force you to have a vaccine, stop doing business with them. Right. You know, just find some other place, and maybe it'll be less convenient, but that's OK. We've got to hurt these people where it hurts, and that's the pocketbook. So.
And the corollary of that, or one of them, is that we have to develop a parallel economic system.
Yeah.
Because if people are saying, well, you can do what's right and you get totally financially destroyed, we need to start building up some options for that. I don't know, unfortunately, what the answers to that are, but I think it's a high priority at the moment.
Yeah, it's critical. So I encourage people who own small businesses, who have a trade, you know, if you're a plumber or a carpenter, advertise with alternative media outlets. Find local radio shows that are doing what's right, that are broadcasting on AM, FM. Find alternative publications. If there's local bloggers in your area, you know, we need to start supporting each other. And that's one good way. And then readers and viewers and listeners of these alternative media outlets, start supporting the advertisers that are brave enough to go out and support a legitimate media outlet. It's critical that we start working together. That'll help build up an alternative economy where people who don't want to be slaves know, hey, I can go here and shop and my money's not going to be spent waging war against me. So
exactly. Support companies that are standing up. And a good example that you probably heard of is in Southern California. There's a restaurant owner that says nobody gets in with a mask.
Yep, I love it. Yeah, we've got a private school here in Florida that said you cannot be vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you cannot work here. We don't want to risk the safety and the well-being of our students. So, yep, so that's the kind of stand that we need to take. And if they want to force us to put face diapers on, find another business. If they want to force you to shut down your business, say no. We're not shutting down our business.
And two quick things about the face diapers. One is that for a lot of the people who are Democrats and environmentalists don't like things being thrown in the ocean. There's billions of those face masks ending up in the ocean now. And the other thing about them is that this just gets stranger and stranger, but it's true. They've been seen in the packages from the manufacturers contaminated. Glass particles and unknown organisms and things like that in the masks and in the swabs used for testing. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of concerns about these types of things and haven't had the time to track them all down. But I'm very concerned about the testing, and I'm very, very concerned about the face diapers. We need to resist. So
yeah, absolutely. They represent the future submission, I guess.
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll hold on here and we'll say goodbye in the break. And I appreciate your being here, and I hope you'll be back for a few minutes sometime soon. So there goes Alex Newman. He's been a friend of ours for quite a while, and he's doing great work. And he's just had to do a really short show today because he's being overwhelmingly demanded to show up on different people's radio shows, which I think is great. And it sounds like maybe he's doing some in-person speaking too. Good source of inspiration and overview of what's happening with both, well, with all the major issues right now. And most of them spring from the issue that like we said on the show, our country and most of the world is totally infiltrated in all the power positions by evil at this point. It doesn't mean to be despondent or discouraged. It means that you work on yourself, keep your courage together, take care of your physical body, take care of your life in general, take care of your family. Keep yourself as strong as possible. You need to take better care of yourself when things are demanding, if anything, better. And people often put it off and say, well, when everything calms down again, I'll stop eating all the garbage, or I'll start exercising again, or whatever it is that they are not doing at the moment that they know they need to. And it, you know, it's a time to really be conscious about everything you're doing in your life, about how you're taking care of yourself, because that's really the central issue. And I just heard today, because Alex mentioned it, publicschoolexit.com. We already knew about thenewamerican.com website to his main publication, which is really worth looking at. And he's now senior editor on that. And he's been promoted and certainly deserves it. And so I highly recommend following his work and the other writers there at thenewamerican.com. And also, he's completely correct that based on what's happening now, if you have little kids and you're putting them into school, giving them to a government indoctrination center to take care of for you, you know, which is what people do, are trained to do for convenience, or even most so-called private schools that are connected with the government, you have to watch them really carefully, be heavily involved, know what's happening in their classes, be aware that they're going to push for being able to physically inject things into the kids, teach them all kinds of crazy stuff. And publicschoolexit.com sounds like a great resource for people that don't have time to do homeschooling or think they don't, and it tells them how to organize it in cooperation with other people and get massive benefits for the kids compared to throwing them into the government indoctrination center. So I really support people looking into that. Remember too that this is our Sunday show, but we've got Lost Arts Radio Live show on Saturdays at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern every Saturday, and that's related to current events. You can find that interesting. We try to put a lot of valuable perspective on that show. And then a half hour after it's over, we have a live interactive meeting of Planetary Healing Club, which is people who want to go deeper into all this stuff with everything from physical health that you can apply yourself and get your health and energy back, to more deep understanding of what's going on in the world around us, and consciousness work, which I think is really the forgotten key to turning anything around that still can be turned around, and showing you by actual direct experience that you're a lot more powerful than you're being told. It's a big secret among the rulers. They want us to stay unconscious, motivated by fear, thinking that we're just not smart enough to do things by ourselves, that we need teams of experts and technocrats to tell us how to run our lives. And Planetary Healing Club is one of the ongoing projects that is supposed to be a remedy for all that. So you're welcome to join us if you want, planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you can support our work, that's great. If you've actually got the resources to do that, there are donate buttons at lostartsradio.com and lostartsresearchinstitute.org. And you can also go to lostartsradio.com to see what platforms we're still on that are not censoring so far. And I recommend staying in touch with us there. It's changing all the time. We were on Spotify, and that just got removed in the last few days. So lostartsradio.com is where to stay up to date. Planetaryhealingclub.com is the access point to that group. And then there are contact forms on our two websites to give us show ideas, feedback to what we talk about, questions, suggestions, things like that. We like to have a lot of participation because we're taking the time hoping that this is a benefit to you. That's the only reason that we're doing it. Not to say A, B, and C, and D are all terrible things that are happening. It's true, and we need to be aware of it, but the only reason to be aware of it is to use that knowledge to come up with solutions. And we really need your creativity right now to help. So take good care of yourself. Remember that your physical body is critical in all this too, because your brain is actually part of your physical body, and you got to keep them both healthy. So I think that's about it. Don't underestimate what you can do. You're a very powerful being. That's why they spend all day and all night telling you that you're helpless and to be afraid. fear is actually totally optional and it is useful for nothing. So take care of yourself and stay in touch with us. Let us know what you think, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Talk to you soon.